one, Satan wants to corrupt Adam's line, so he did. This is all the stratagems, and this isn't in, I don't think it's in your notes, I'm just telling you. He tried to ruin Abraham's seed by getting him to have an Egyptian wife. He tried to cause a famine to get Abraham out of the promised land. Then he had Pharaoh try and kill all the males. See, Satan is trying to ruin the plan. He's always trying to destroy God's plan. And as soon as Satan found out that it was going to be descendant of Adam and Eve, that's going to be the Messiah, that's Genesis 3, verse 15, he started attacking their descendants. And as soon as he found out God picked Abraham, he started attacking his descendants. And as soon as he found out that it's going to be through the son of David, he started attacking his. In fact, you can trace all the stories in the Bible that are recorded and see in the backdrop what Satan's doing. That's why he populated Canaan with such desperately wicked people. Satan inhabited. Some of the worst civilizations ever recorded on earth were in Canaan. When they excavate Canaan, when biblical archaeologists excavate those cities, almost every Canaanite city, if you go to one of the chief buildings and kind of lift up the cornerstone, there is a baby inside of a clay pot. They put living infants and buried them alive to die in that little pot as an offering to the gods under their buildings. That's just Canaanite stuff. When they excavate some of their palaces, some of the paintings on the wall are the most hideous, wicked, sexually immoral bestiality and immorality of everything you could possibly shouldn't imagine is what they had. It was a very depraved, debauched, as the theologians say, contumacious and indomitable society. And God destroyed them. That's why he destroyed them. So he went against David's line. You know, Jehoram kills his brothers. The Arabians slew all the males except Ahaziah. There we go. Is that an R in there? It's too small on my screen. Athaliah kills everyone but Joash. Hezekiah is assaulted. Haman attempts, remember, to kill all the Jews. Haman didn't think of that. That was Satan behind the scenes. How about the New Testament? Have you ever wondered why Joseph didn't want to marry Mary? Because Satan was making him fear. Remember, God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Remember, Paul told Timothy that. God's not the author of fear. He's the one who gives us faith and boldness and confidence. The righteous are as bold as a lion. If you are righteous, you will boldly live and speak for Christ. And how are we righteous? Trying harder? No, it's the grace of God. It's through Christ. How about Herod trying to kill the infants? I mean, Herod had enough time. He was living in a constant orgy. Did you know what Herod died of? Necrotic flesh. He was the ultimate playboy. He had every filthy disease you could get. He drank too much. He womanized too much. And he got such terrible diseases that his flesh rotted. In fact, the people that used to serve Herod would stick cinnamon sticks in their nose because he was rotting. And if they didn't have cinnamon that they were constantly overdosing on, they would vomit from the smell of him rotting. He was alive but rotting. Necrotic tissue. Ugh. Do you think he had enough time to hunt down all those male children? That was Satan. What is Satan's calling card? Jesus said he comes to kill, steal, destroy. That's why believers don't like gratuitous violence, killing. They are opposed to any dishonesty. They don't want to steal. That's why it's an amazing thing that a Christian university would have to install a Canvas program in order to encourage Christian students not to cheat. Isn't that interesting? Yet Barna and Gallup, the pollsters, find that there is no statistical difference between people that claim to be Christians and those that don't. They watch the same amount of pornography. They cheat similarly on their taxes. They get divorced at the same rate. Isn't that interesting? Now, I'm not teaching Matthew, but But Jesus did say something interesting there. Matthew 7, 24, onward. He said, in the judgment, many will say unto him, Lord, I was in church. He'll say, yeah, you were. They said, Lord, I served you. He said, yeah, you did. But I never knew you personally. What is that? That's John 17. You guys are in John 17. You're quiet. Or John, you're going to get to 17. You know what it says in John 17? This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God. Salvation is an intimate experience of knowing God. To the Jews, they thought they were saved by surgery. They had circumcision. The earliest Christian heresy of the early church was they thought that they were saved by being baptized. You've heard of baptismal regeneration? That's why they baptize babies. They want to get them saved in the Catholic and the liturgical churches. Do you know what started happening in the church? People said, oh, yeah, I prayed that prayer. Jesus said, demons believe and tremble. Did you know every demon knows the Bible's true, Jesus is God in human flesh, and he died on the cross, and they know he rose again. Are they going to heaven? No. It's a new heart I will give you, Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27. Salvation is when I get a heart transplant. A new spirit I will put within you. I take out, God said, your stony heart. I give you a soft heart. Satan has always wanted to destroy God's plan. He tried to destroy Christ by getting him not accepted by Joseph, by being murdered by Herod at Nazareth, pushed off the cliff. The two times there were storms. Do you think that those storms came up all by themselves on the Sea of Galilee? Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He works in weather. He is the one in Job that can send tornadoes and hurricanes. I mean, every time there's a hurricane, there is a possibility that Satan is directing what's going on. He does have that type of meteorological power. Very interesting to think about. When we pray, we ask for the Lord to protect us and accomplish his will. And of course, at the cross, Satan thought he'd won, but he didn't.